Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Buoys for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's holiday season between Christmas and New Year's, a good time to catch up on all those movies you've been meaning to see but haven't gone yet. This week, I'm looking at two new movies, a musical and a period drama about nannies. There's an ageless nanny in London with a magical touch, and a young nanny in Mexico City with a touch of sadness. Mary Poppins Returns, directed by Rob Marshall. It's the 1930s in London, the time of the Great Slump. Michael Banks, played by Ben Whishaw, is a recently widowed father of three adorable kids, Annabelle, John, and Georgie. They've lived in the house for generations, right beside an eccentric admiral who fires cannons off his roof. Michael wants to be an artist but works as a bank clerk to make ends meet. The kids struggle to act like grown-ups now that their mother is gone, and his sister Jane is doing her part as a social activist and union organizer. But an unexpected visit by two lawyers from the bank he works for throws the family into disarray. Apparently, he has defaulted on a loan and has until midnight Friday to pay it back in full, or the entire family will be evicted from their own home. What to do? Who can they turn to for help? Why? To Mary Poppins, of course, played by Emily Blunt. Michael and Jane have almost forgotten she saved the two of them when they were just kids, and here she is back again and aged not a day. There's something magical about her, but only if you allow the impossible to happen. And the kids are much too mature to fall for her tricks. Or are they? Soon enough, they're swimming in the ocean via the bathtub and traveling to a music hall inside an animated world in a chipped bowl. They visit Topsy, played by Meryl Streep, a flibbertigibbety repair woman. They race through London, piled up on a bicycle driven by Jack, played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who lights the city's gas lamps. And they buy magic balloons from an old woman, played by Angela Lansbury, in the park. But can magic save their home before the bank's very real Mr. Wilkins, played by Colin Firth, takes it all away? So Mary Poppins Returns is exactly what the title promises. Continuation of the original story a generation later. Jack was the chimney sweep's son. Now he's a lamplighter who narrates the story in song and dance. Michael and Jane are grown-up versions of the original kids. The costumes in bright yellows and fuchsias with white boater hats are pure 1960s Disney. The music, songs, and dances, even the combination of the cell animation with real people is exactly like it used to be. The score, the art direction, everything was spot on. I laughed, I cried, I stood up in the seat and cheered, etc. A few differences. Mary Poppins is decidedly sexier than the original. Emily Blunt is amazing. And the cast isn't Lily White. Lin-Manuel Miranda is nicely endearing as Jack, though never having seen the hit Broadway musical Hamilton, I don't quite get the camera's adulation of him. But in fact, he and all the cast are great. I never grew up with Mary Poppins, so I hold no deep sentimental attachment. But even so, it scored on my nostalgia meter. It tugged at my heartstrings. And I don't know, it just made me feel warm inside. It was a wonderful G-rated musical and a genuine kids movie that appeals to grown-ups, which is hard to find these days. Roma, written and directed by Alfonso Cuarón. It's 1970 in Mexico City. Cleo, played by Yalitza Aparicio, lives in a beautiful house with a grand staircase and walls lined with bookshelves. There's a narrow tiled passageway that serves as a garage where a big dog runs around, and four cute kids, Tonio, Paco, Pepe, and Sophie, who happily play spaceman games. Cleo lives there, but it's not her house. The kids pet their dog while Cleo shovels the poop. She's the nanny and also the maid, the one who gets dumped on whenever there's trouble. And there's lots of trouble these days with Senora Sofia, played by Marina de Tavira, the mom, is trying to run the house with Papa on a very long business trip to Quebec. She has help from the grandmother, Senora Teresa, but it's a world without men, at least until Papa comes back. Cleo is from a village and not yet used to the city ways. She spends her free time with a cook and her boyfriend, Fermin, played by Jorge Antonio Guerrera. Fermin is a kendo fanatic. "Martial arts saved my life," he says, prone to bouts of kicking and punching in the nude following sex. But when Cleo tells him she's pregnant with his child, he disappears without a trace. What will happen to her baby? Who will take care of the kids? And is the family's father ever really coming home? Roma is a slice of life look at Mexico City in the tumultuous early 1970s. It follows Cleo, a poor indigenous girl who speaks Spanish as a second language, as well as the upper middle class family she works for, as they try to understand one another, even while they both face family crises. This is a slow-moving drama with normal, mundane family problems alternating with episodes of violence, terror, and natural disaster. So Cleo is viewing gurgling babies in the sedate maternity ward just when an earthquake hits. She travels with a family to a campesino for Christmas, where family dog heads are mounted on a wall like hunting trophies, and forest fires break out spontaneously. Simple trip to a downtown furniture store coincides with a government attack on student protesters. Watching Roma is an immersive experience filled with sound and unexplained images appearing on the screen. It's shot in exquisite black and white. Cuarón is the cinematographer, not just the writer and director. In long, low camera shots, almost always from far away, looking longingly down corridors, figures in a field before a spacious mountain range, or even watching Cleo and Fermin from behind a few rows back as they watch a movie on a screen even farther away. Roma is a lovely, rich movie, but one that intentionally keeps the audience from getting too close, physically too close to any of the characters. We're observers, but the action is likely to be far away or behind closed doors. No close-ups, reaction shots, or gushing movie score, even with Cleo. But the cumulative effect of this movie, the sounds, the music, the images, the characters, the historical events, based on Cuarón's own childhood, gives it a powerful impact. See this one in a movie theater while you still can. Mary Poppins Returns is now playing in Toronto. Check your local listings, and you can see Roma on Netflix or at a theater near you. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.